My name is Lieutenant Aldo Raine, and I'm putting together a special team. I need me 8 soldiers. 8 Jewish American soldiers.
Well, here I am again, and apparently you, since you've logged in again, so good day, everybody. Let's see, today's topics will be Harlequins and Kill Team, and using proxies for different crap, and I'll get to that in a few minutes. I'm going to go over literally how bad I suck at things and didn't read the Hellboy rules all the way through, and talk about just basically having nice terrain and places to play. Okay, so, you asked Sean, what have you been doing? Well, I finished the Abernet. He sucks. He's so freaking small. I'm never going to use him on my kill team. List for Tyranids, except unless I use another model because it sucks so bad. So tiny. Tiny, tiny, tiny. Let's see, I got that. I painted some more Hellboy figures. So, almost got the whole box of the Kickstarter exclusive all painted. So, that's pretty unique because... Well, we'll see. I don't finish anything, so... Like, I try to finish, but sometimes it takes longer. Working on some Blood Angels and Space Wolves. I got the contrast paints. I got the Blood Angel Red and also Space Wolf Gray. Could take a minute and talk to you about that anyway. Okay, going through, I decided to myself, well, I'm going to go ahead and use these two contrast paints. Obviously, Space Wolf Gray. For the Space Wolves, so I have 3, so I directional primed them, doing, what I end up doing, Space Wolf Gray by Army Painter, basically, and I gave a directional priming of that white from Games Workshop. So anyway, that turned out good. I went ahead and sprayed them, got them all set, and I did just the armor, trying not to do heads and other things I don't need to actually do the contrast on. The Space Wolves on the Primaris model I painted, he went well. On the other guys, on Nigel Stormcaller and the one leader on the Thunderwolf, the armor's so compact and your creases and everything are so tight, I didn't feel I got 100% liked that quality. But painting the Primaris was good because he's got a lot of open spots for like larger armor panels where you can paint and stuff, spread the paint. So I did that. Worked a little bit more on the Primaris guy. You still have to do a dry brush, at least of the lighter Spaceful Gray over it. But I did 2 and did some highlighting, edge highlighting with Toxic Mist or something like that. It's an Army Painter one. It's a pretty glowing blue one I put out. So he's looking nice and do nothing with the other two guys other than the direction priming. Now the Blood Angels, on the other hand, I was going to go ahead and spray paint them white and put the contrast paint on both our Primaris, so they'd be good. I primed over top of the green and a little bit of detail I started doing my Primaris. One Intercessor and one of the jump pack guys, because well, one thing I like about the Blood Angels is the unit identification really goes upon their helmets. So you got your yellow for fast attack, your gold for veteran status, blue for heavy, and that's it, red for regular, and of course you got the whole black armor stuff for the Death Watch. No, not Death Watch, oh my god, I forgot the name. I'm not going to go back and find it because I am... Death Company. Yes. So I told myself I'm going to make nothing but a Primaris kill team for my Blood Angels. Using Hellblasters for regular attack marines with plasma guns. Because, well, they don't do anything for the Hellblasters or the jump pack guys yet in the kill team rules, which I thought we should see already, if you remember me from last time. Sorry. Anyway, so I started looking. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I saw this metallic red. I was like, I've not done that before. And usually, I'm pretty good at painting red. It's probably my one quality that, as a painter, I can paint really good red and make it pop. Don't know why. I'm colorblind, and maybe that's... To me, it looks all right. No one said anything elsewhere, and people come in and saying, yeah, it looks great. It looks, you know, they pick up my red stuff more so than ever. But I wanted metallic red Blood Angels. I'm not going to worry about doing the helmets any type of metallic. So I get the red contrast paint for Blood Angels. I found a few tutorials, and I went through and I grabbed my Retributor armor. Spray painted a Intercessor and the other guy, which I can't remember what the name is, the Jump Pack guys. So I spray painted them gold. Gold of all things, right? I thought maybe like a lead belch or something. Probably would have come up with a pretty good one. But gold. So I put the contrast paint on. I was really liking it. It was like nice and deep. But I was just like, I had to wait until they dried to get the gist of them. Not 100% as cool as the models I saw doing the metallic red. But really freaking kind of happy and mind blown when I look at the guys themselves. And they got the metallic red sheen to them. And I was just like, oh, so do I chip their armor? So I was like, I don't know yet, but they're looking good. And I will definitely post those up soon. And see, that easily blown off topic. I swear to God. Probably looking at getting Warcry maybe in the future. Don't know. I saw this one. Seen a lot of cool pictures on that. So, let's see what we want to start with. Let's go with the fact that watching 7 hours of Hellboy playthroughs, for some odd reason, does not sink in and give Sean all the correct information he needed in the actual play of the board game. I did play it, get it right, eventually. Did good. We were wounded. We were taking it through everything. A lot of stuff I have to actually go through and make sure I got it right, because I want this to become an active game that I play, just like Zombicide. All the time Zombicide, it's always Zombicide and Cards Against Humanity, but I want to like throw out Hellboy, because freaking Hellboy's cool. My buddy Lynn got me the Hellboy where he picked up the Batman, and let me tell you, wow, I think Hellboy's going to be easier to play. Batman more in depth, but talk about a lot of freaking figures for the Batman they got. And the sculpts are by far pretty cool and comparable in most parts, if not better, than Knight Models Batman miniature game. Now, it could be by the same sculptors. I don't know, but it's plastic in that case. But it's really cool. So, we played the actual first mission in Hellboy. Probably didn't do the investigating right and everything. We trudged through. We killed some frog monsters and stuff like that. The frog guy with a fish hook on the end of a pole is a devastating monster doing 6 damage. I ended up playing Lobster Johnson. Didn't really do a lot. I was in the back. I had Hellboy and Roger with me. So it's just like, what does Lobster Johnson need to do? Just hit me, stand back and freaking... I spent my action cubes making them better and doing my goggles that I had and stuff. The game we played, we didn't allow any requisitions in the beginning of the game just so we can get a feel for it. Pretty good. Pretty good. Had a fun time. Hopefully, I can see us getting better at it and enjoying it even more. So, yeah. Screwed up on Roger's damage on his card. Looks like he's got black for the fist, which is his hand-to-hand attack. So, that first game, we had to like call it and we just restarted it because we found out it was pretty much overkill. It looked like a black dice. And with Roger not being in any of the the videos I watched, he was a new figure that I had not seen played. But it looked like he had black dice. In fact, it's a weird gray, and he's got a damage tracker for what he does. Thank goodness. Because anyway, who would want to play anything but Roger and the BPRD. That's what it's called, if you would play that. So we got that figured out, and still Lobster Johnson didn't do a lot. That one turn, I was target priority. I was target priority quite a bit with all the Doom cards and bullcrap coming out, so that sucked. Couldn't make an investigation roll to save my life. Using my goggles to mark people, and my special ability to make them re-roll the casualty, the black dice, or blue dice in this case, represents the bad things that can happen and or beneficial on your roll when you make an attack and stuff. Outside of everything, I'm pretty sure we got the game solid, oh my god, all the way down, minus 10 to 15%. A little bit of nuances we have to pick up, get the flow moving a little bit better, and not too bad. Enjoyed the game. Anyone out there that really wants to pick up the Hellboy board game, I say, go for it. So, that was my field this weekend I played, so that's cool. I got a game in with my Doom Patrol Hero Clicks against some X-Factor. Yeah. About that, I don't know. I just was taking a beat and got called home for Father's Day. Daughters came over with pizza and brought the new baby boy. So that was cool. I don't think I played anything else. Nope. Oh, I know what I did do. I got some crisis suits painted. Not with the drones and nothing. I was looking all over for eBay. Then I just gave up because it was like, I just want one. Because I think it's really healthy amount of points to throw in more than one friggin' crisis suit. Because I really, really, really like the stealth suits. And now with Elites out and we're playing missions around 125, I can play all six of my stealth suits. So yeah, one with the fusion gun and the tracker. So that's pretty damn sweet. But I can have a crisis suit now. So I started looking. I was like, oh, they look so stupid. Well, apparently, I used to have them. So, yes, they do look stupid. War Games Exclusive does another one, but didn't like the way it looked. I liked a lot of the other towel stuff, like the sniper female that I picked up, the gun drones, the leader, the stealth suit leader. All of them cool. Did not like the crisis suit so far. And I know the old poses were but I found out the new poses look pretty good. Not the best design in the whole world, but a little bit more animated than the old standing, I am the robot. Looks like they were made out of freaking Velveeta cheese boxes. I mean, it could be the government cheese force, okay? And playstyle, too, actually. So, someone said, hey, I got these crisis suits. They're beautiful. Pay for shipping, you can have them. Just give me a shout out. So when those come, they are freaking awesome looking. They do not match my army, but these are stealth suits, so who cares? I'm pretty sure that in the grand scheme of things, the towel don't matter too much. And plus, Kill Team, with my backstory, everyone has their own individuality. So that's it for that. Let's see, anything else? No. So, a couple weeks ago, I got Raging Heroes. I got their Sisters of Whatever. The Crucible, maybe? No, that's a... meh. Anyway, they have one group of sisters. Nuns. Nuns, to be exact. One for fantasy, one for science fiction. So I picked up the science fiction one because they're totally badass. Two, I'm going to make church bases with broken stained glass and stuff around them because... and maybe even little Jesus statues, because why the hell not, right? But I was just like, what am I going to do with these? Oh, and the moral of the story, I got 20% off the box, and with free shipping, and I got the limited edition Day of the Dead figure as well, which I figure I could, a lot of figures going on, could use for a Kill Team commander. Not commander, but leader. So, I'm racking my brain what to make these chicks. They might have a couple things that look like whips or something, but everything is a pistol. Basically, a big old blocky. Looks like the pistol off the Dread movie with Carl Urban. Each of them have that. They got some cool poses, and they're beautiful looking models. A little bit smaller than usual, but that's no big deal. So, I'm going through, and I was like, okay, well, what do I do? So I got a lot of guys in my gaming group and said, hey, I want to proxy these for something. And they're like, oh, it's no big deal as long as you make your data card correct. And some of them were like, well, as long as they look like they're supposed to on the battlefield. I get that one. I get that. And the one guy's like, dude, I play Raging Hero Women, the Junkyard girls as his Imperial Guard. I was like, oh yeah, you do. So, I got these nuns. Thinking to myself, what the hell to do with these nuns? How can I represent them in kill team? I was like, oh, Imperial Guard, that always work. Problem is they all have pistols. And I have the Imperial Guard army, the best one in the world. Not my G.I. Joe one that sold on eBay. Whoever bought that, thank you. But I have the Gaunt's Ghost. There is no other Imperial Guard kill team you need to play outside of playing with a ghost. Simple as that. That's my opinion. This is my podcast, so good Sam right. Take my ball and go home. Let's see. So, speaking of that, don't get me in a soapbox about that. Okay, anyway, they screwed up on the Imperial with the Gaunt's Ghost, making them only open play in general. They should be all together. They should give you stats. All the good people in the kill team on their cards are like level 4 experts, and who cares about that? Because you don't really play a lot. I mean, I'll be honest, you got some hardcore gamers out there, but I don't think a lot of people are playing level 4s. But they didn't do their stats right. And they didn't give them the camo cloaks. They did give them street silver. And they should be able on 6s with their regular las guns cause mortal wound compared to the fact that they know how to pump a little bit extra out. Anyway, that's off my little soapbox. So, I won't do Imperial Guard because, well, shit. I got the best. I can't do Mechanicus because, well, I got mine. I really like the way they look. I like those Qatari models that came out. I bought the scenery pack with the Skitari Vestalkers and Infiltrator mix with a commander. Didn't really use those models though. I combined them with some ghosts from Age of Sigmar, and I think they freaking look fantastic. I even put stickers on their robes and spots so I could kind of tell them apart because, you know, here it goes, they got this, you know, number in there, and you can see the number a little bit on their cloak. That's pretty cool. And plus, most of them, except for one, have the right weapons, and I'm not fixing it. Okay, so, I'm not doing Mechanicus. So I get looking, can't do Orcs. This is really stupid. Eldar, I thought about it. I really did. Especially with their toughness being 3 and all that jazz. The frailty of them. Well, it kind of matches. I don't know, a nun who lives in a convent, I guess. So I'm going through everything, and someone said, hey, why don't you run them as Chaos Cultists? I was like, oh, okay, we can do that. So, I'm looking around, I'm going to say, okay, let's see exactly what Chaos Cultists are. And they're pretty cool. You can have Combat, Demolition, Veteran, Zealot, and one Leader. Ballistics are 4, Strength and Toughness 3, not too bad. But they're all armed with an auto gun. I'm all like, I don't know really what I want to do, and I'm not going to pimp out, actually cut or anything these models. So, thinking to myself, if I take them for anything and I have to put weaponry on them, I'm just going to lay it at their feet because all of them look like they're freaking posing. So, why would their main weapon not be at their feet or something laying down on a stump? Not sure if I like the chaos idea. Can go to one of the gods and staying away from freaking Nurgle because, well, these are pretty nuns and I'm not going through and trying to put on what little dainty arms and stuff they have, try and do anything extra. So someone said, hey dude, I got an idea what you can do. I was just like, I might shoot it because I am freaking out of options. And he said, it's easy. You got all these nuns. You don't know what to do with them? Make them freaking Harlequins. So I was like, what? Make them Harlequins? For one, I really like the models for Harlequins. I really like all that snazzy diamond pattern and stuff like that. But I'm never going to paint any, so I was just like, okay. I was like, well, maybe I'll try the Harlequins. So I turned to page 149 in the book to see what options Harlequins have. Boys and girls, they have one freaking option. And, well, I stayed with it. I'll go through this, I'll go through my kill team, and see from there. Please, if you got any ideas, please send them to me. On the Harlequins are called players. They got a big old movement 8, 3 weapon skill and ballistic skill. 3 strength, 3 toughness, 1 wound, 4 attacks. Pretty snazzy on a standard guy. 8 leadership, 6 plus save. Each model is armed with a shuriken pistol, harlequin's blade, and plasma grenades. So I'm like thinking to myself, okay, all of my nuns have 2 guns. They just do. So I was just like, screw it. Pistol. There we go, right? I just got to find out something exactly what these other weapons are. And it's not, and this is what's funny. There's no max, and their war gear options are such. This model may replace a shuriken pistol with a neuro disruptor or a fusion pistol. Not too bad. Big armor hitting weapons. Still, I like the Skitarii infiltrator with their flechette pistol doing like 500 shots. But anyway, that's me. And this model may replace its Harlequin blade with a Harlequin embrace, Harlequin's caress, or Harlequin's kiss. Okay, so I got 1 troop option. That's going to be my 3 specialists, my 1 leader, and they are all are going to be carbon copy for the most part. Harlequins have flip belt. This model can move across other models and train as if they were not there. In addition, it never suffers falling damage. It never falls on another model. If it would, instead place it within 1 inch of the model. So I'm thinking to myself, flip belts, okay, I can see where they're going through the unholy movement of God or something, you know, got that, and, you know, divine, I don't know. Okay, so I'm getting it. They got 4 plus invulnerable save, so I'm like, well, I got it. There's no sisters battle rule. So I know I'm not making these sisters, which I might do if they ever come out. But they got this Rising Crescendo. You may roll 3d6 instead of 2d6 for this model when making a charge roll. And you may choose an enemy model within 18 inches of this model as a target of the charge rather than the 12. So you got some freaking move on your 3d6. You could get 18 most likely. I mean, with a good roll. Specialist or leader combat. Medic, scout, veteran, zealot. Let's just go through the weapons really quick because that's not going to hurt nothing. Fusion pistol. Pistol 1, range 6. Strength 8, negative 4 AP, d6 wounds. And if you are within half range of this weapon, roll 2 dice, inflicting damage, and discard the lowest one. So, half range of 6 is pretty freaking close. We have the Neuro Disruptor, 12 inches, pistol 1, strength 3, negative 3 AP, d3 wounds. Plasma grenade, it's a grenade, d6, negative 1 AP, strength 4. Shuriken pistol, 12 range, 4 strength. Everything else is fine. When you make a roll of a 6 plus for this weapon, it resolves for AP negative 3, so that's cool. You got your Harlequin's blade, caress, embrace, and kiss, basically upping strengths and downing armor, and the kiss itself has D3 damage. These guys run about 12 points apiece before you start effing with their stuff. You got some tactics, and in the elite section, there's a new thing called for their masks. It's kind of like the chapter tactics I read you last time. So, I'm going through them, looking at their tactics. They got the prismatic blur. In the movement phase, when this model and your kill team advances, that model has a 3 plus invulnerable save to start the next battle round. Not bad, keeping you alive. Warrior acrobats. 1 command point, use this tactic in movement phase. When a model from your kill team advances, add 6 inches to the model's move characteristic for that. Slow down, Sean. Add 6 inches to the model's move characteristic for that movement phase instead of rolling a d6 or a dice. Pretty cool. Fire and fade, use this tactic after model from your kill team shoots in the shooting phase. That model can immediately make its normal move up to 7 inches as if it were in the movement phase. It's pretty freaking cool. This one, I'm not Kyorgox Geist or something. I don't know. 2 command points for this thing. But you use this tactic after an enemy model has fallen back from a model from your kill team, provided there are no other enemy models with 1 inch of your model. It can shoot at the model that fell back as if it were in the shooting phase. Okay. We got the war dances. Let's see. At the end of the fight phase, pick a model from your kill team that's already fought can fight an additional time. And it's always good. Mirthless Hatred. This is one of tactics, and basically, your kill team's chosen. They can reroll failed hits and failed wound rolls against models with the Slaanesh keyword. Someone's like, okay, you know, he's got it. And she's like, that's it. That's it for the Harlequins. I mean, we've got a whole bunch of stuff. We can do specialist demeanors and stuff like that. But I'm saying, I use Battle Scry and stuff, and I was like, making up lists. And I was like, well, it says I can have a Jester and stuff like that, but I can't find them in the books yet. But they could just be, I don't have the Commander book as well. But I went to the Kill Team book to see if they were there. I did not find them. But I did find these things that they got mask forms. And basically everything in the Kill Team book, when you make a kill team that all shares the same keywords, you can pick something, and it's free. You don't have to pay for it, so why not do it? So, I'm going over and looking at their mask forms. You got Veiled Path, Riddled Smuts. Start each fight phase, roll 2 dice and discard the highest result. And to end of the phase, each time an opponent targets a model on your kill team and makes a hit roll before it modifiers exactly matches your dice roll, the hit fails. It's pretty funny. We have the Frozen Stars, Hysterical Fury. You can make one additional attack in fight phase with a model in your kill team if it charged. Once charged or made, a pylon move granted by the heroic innovation. Intervention. Not too bad, especially if you think you're doing good with combat, close combat, and you put a leg on your zealot or your combat guy. Pretty good. We got the Soaring Spite Serpent's Brood. Models in your kill team treat all pistols, weaponry they are equipped with as Assault 1. Weapons during a battle round in which they advance, in addition, when they move, they're assault ones. In addition, these models do not suffer penalty to the hit rolls for shooting assault weapons during the battle round, which they advance. It'd be nice if they didn't take negatives for long range, but we have the Dreaming Shadow and Somber Sentinels. When you take a nerve test for the model on your kill team, subtract 1 from the result. In addition, when model on your kill team is taken out of action, roll a d6. Before removing a model on a 4+, a model can make a shooting attack with one of its weapons as it were the fight phase, or make a single attack as if it were the shooting phase for first, fight phase for the best. That's kind of like a Boromir thing. We have the last one is the Silent Shroud. Subtract 1 from the leadership characteristics of enemy models if they are within 3 inches of enemy models in your kill team. In addition, whenever enemy opponent takes a nerve test for a model that's within 3 inches, any models in your kill team, okay, they must roll 2 dice and discard the lowest. So, you're messing with your fear type thing. So, that's it for the. You got 1 troop choice outside of commanders. And you have, you got your masks and your tactics and. That's all she wrote. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is going to be probably what I use for the Harlequins that will be nuns in my kill team. If I ever play them, I will paint them, but we'll see from there. Battle Scribes loading up. Okay. Let's see. Here's my list. I put in as 125 points is what I went. Oh my god, it's not even gonna let me. Okay. Here's what I got. I haven't picked a mask form yet. Of course, I got no, I don't have any, commanders, but looking through, Battle Scribe, we got Death Jester, Shadow Seer, or Troop Master. Okay. It's kind of like a lower level what I would use in the Gaunt's Ghost for Gaunt if I could. But we have a leader. This leader, all players, like I said, has Harlequin Kiss and the Neuro Disruptor. This guy's or girl's running at 18 points. I got three specialists, one with each one of the things, the weapon choices. One Fusion Pistol, Harlequin Caress, Zealot. Another one, Combat, Harlequin's Embrace, Neuro Disruptor. And the last, Combat, Fusion for, Zealot for the first, Combat for the second. This one I took, like Scout. It's got Harlequin Kiss and Shuriken Pistol. So it's just, melee attack. I have two non-specialists, both with Harlequin's Embrace and Neural Disruptor. So I got 6 models to my kill team. Oh, sorry, I took this all the way up to 100 points, so this is a regular kill team. 6 guys for 100 points. Any thoughts what I should do, didn't do, or tactics, or little sneaky things I can do, go ahead and shoot them to me. Alright, so we covered my inability to read the rules completely for a board game. We talked about what Sean's going to do for his proxy models, what he's going to do with them, what armies can do. Plus, I open, like I told the guys in the gaming community, feel free. I mean, you don't have something, or something looks stupid like your Abernet, or whatever the hell is, switch it out. Switch it out. Just make sure the opponent knows, and you make a right data card, and it's the right thing on your command roster. And last one, I was going to go about having nice terrain. This is real easy. For one, let's start at the kill team stuff to get. Each sector is a beautiful idea to sit there and have a playable area to play your kill teams on. Now, you can expand that area if you pick up each box of... They usually put out two... Well, no, they put out two different armies with each selection of terrain. Like, the first one was the rule box set. Then we had the Mars thing, the Mechanicum. And you picked up Space Wolf. She got more pieces for that. You picked up, God, who was the other one? Huh. I lost it. Anyway, you pick up the other group. You get some more. You have the Factory. That's Gene Stealers and Scions. You get more Factory pieces. The Dark Elves or Dark Eldar. And Death Watch, you get more Death World. The Frontieris, you pick up, you know, both like I did, which would be the Tyranids and the Mechanicus guys, and you get more Frontier stuff to go with your kill team board too. Of course, the Rogue Trader box set comes with two armies, two additional map choices to do, floppy, vice versa. Not really crazy rules. I mean, minus walls and doors. I mean, I don't know. It's not a whole set of rules, but... Oh, speaking of proxy models, wait until... I'm almost done with my Firefly team that will be the Star Striders. So, anyway. So, we're looking past that. And my kill team experience, and what I like to do is, I just go ahead and use what's in the box. I'm going to add to it. Wow, you cannot have enough terrain on this game. Simple as that. You're going to need places to hide, obscure shots, give you tactical advantage and stuff like that. Each of the actual boxes come with rules for the board you're playing on. You can do, like, you roll a die at the beginning of the battle and you can see what effects has on. I think I don't like that, but I do love that. I like the idea, but I don't think it should just be once per battle. I think it should be ongoing stuff that could change to make your life a little hell, give yourself a variable in there that you can't control. This new set coming out, it's got a church-ish, but you got to buy two units to get more, even more terrain. It's the two Terminator units and for Chaos, and outside the Nurgle one's not really interested. I think they, unfortunately, I think they failed on the map. I have not taken a great look at it. It looks like a church in the middle of city, and it's got ruins of the church. The reason I said it failed, I think it's failed, it should be on a hill and should be surrounded with blocking terrain, except for the doorways. I think that just created a whole thing, and I couldn't completely, that could be what it is. So if it is, please let me know. Let's see. I love the freaking, I love the train and on the boards. I mean, it gives you set area to play on. This is what you have. This is what fits on the board. It's easier to keep in theme with the board. I mean, like my, my Death World. I got a couple crates that look like they're sunk into the swamps, and that's freaking beautiful. Yeah, I do that for each. I'm trying to pick out different stuff, so I have a little bit more variety in that thing. The factory, never have too many crates. At first I was like, man, people are paying too much for these crates. Why the hell do they like these shipping containers? I get it. It's just beautiful. It's fun, and it makes sense. To me, it does. And wow, good job on that one. All the terrain is repurposed from 40K and just put in boxes and stuff. So without breaking the pocketbook on their end for ideas and everything, you got some cool looking models. I mean, boards to play on. Yeah, just stick with it, man. I was just add to those. I found out paint the terrain. Don't paint it really gray. I do everything with the rattle can. And just basically put on, I even shade a little bit. Once in a while, I'll do a little bit of dry brushing, you know, add some colors in there. I just need to be there. Inks here and there, but most of it, like the Frontieris, I did Army Builder Brick Red or whatever it is, and I dry brushed it. Oh, then I oversprayed at a distance black and red just to give it like a little bit of eh. Then I just dry brushed it. Well, my grandbaby did actually with Raza Rust or RZA Rust. Fucking looks great. I mean, and it's not exceptional where it's like, ooh, I see some of these guys painting and training. There is nothing wrong with that. Do not think that there's anything wrong with that. There is not. But wow. I'm colorblind. I have a mess. I have a hard time concentrating sometimes. To have my terrain a little bit rough around the edges, so I can tell between my models and my terrain a little bit more easier. Yeah, it's what it is. Yeah, that's all I got for right now. I mean, it's kind of a throw-together episode. I had an extra hour. I figured throw one out. Yeah, so that's about it. Boys and girls, I don't know what I'll cover next time. You got any ideas, send them to Sean Hammer, the number 9@yahoo.com. Check out my Facebook post. I'll put stuff up there. And if you think I was wrong on something today or I needed an idea, send it to me. Yeah, thanks for listening, and I'll catch everyone next time. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. What am I supposed to do now that I have allowed you to beat me? Do you think that we could play another game? Maybe I could win this time. I kind of like the misery you put me through. Darling, you can't trust me. Rock!